The winds rush on downward along the slopes of the nearby hills, brushing past and piercing through limp blades of grass. Burdened by the evening dampness that imposes nightly upon them as the winds push them aside. Hills of sound now haunt me as I slowly make my way through the dark and dusty corridors of an ancient Elvisham keep. In the shadows of the failing candlelight, 7 wooden chamber doors, each engraved with tales of horror, stare ominously before me. My hands reach tremblingly outward as the wind behind me creeps, etching closer and closer, stalking its nightly prey with its deadly tentacles. The coldness of the door handle bites through my fingers and rushes on into my depths, leaving me barren like the open fields. The cringe of the rusty hinges are drowned in the shadows of the wind, and no longer will be heard. The last beams of candlelight have ended in the challenge of the wind. Lunar light now eases in, passing freely through open windows, lighting dimly the way before me. The closed innerness is not a friend, but rather a treacherous enemy. And in between the 2 stone walls stands I, in fear of unknown horrors unfolding before me. The sensing of walls closing in petrifies my pounding heart. Clutched in the hands of uncertainty, I stare straight ahead, not once moving my eyes, nor twisting my head, yet my ears open to the alien. And in a pace fitting the ancient, I move onward in terror, not daring to pick up my feet in fear of arousing the eternal. And yet, I prepare to fly. Come, fly with me. Allison Steele, The Night Bird, at WNEW-FM on Halloween. The Fall of the House of Usher, from the Alan Parsons Project, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, based on the works of Edgar Allan Poe, to get us off the ground on this Halloween 1977. I'm the Night Bird here, Allison Steele. You're tuned to WNEW FM in stereo, and we'll be together, if you last, until 2 o'clock. I don't mean to frighten you. No, I wouldn't frighten you for the world. We've been doing this every year, and it is entirely fitting that we should do it again tonight, because we are celebrating an anniversary. This will be my 10th annual Halloween show at night, and I hope that you're truly in the mood for it. I hope that you're relaxed and comfortable. The lights are out, perhaps a flickering candle someplace. I've chosen all the most eerie music I can find from some current, some way back when. We have some typical Halloween stories to tell you. There'll be The Raven. There'll be the story of Dracula, as told by Christopher Lee, which is quite interesting. We have The War of the Worlds, the original broadcast, which was on a Halloween many years ago, and a few other goodies. I want to make mention that our opening tonight was written by a listener, Anthony Robert Western of Commonwealth Avenue in Massapequa, Long Island, and it was a fitting opening, sufficiently frightening for any Halloween. I wish I could laugh like, I haven't been able to perfect it. I've tried for years. I saw Dracula on Friday night. It was a great mood to get in to spend the Halloween weekend. I saw the other one the previous week, so I feel that I'm well versed in the fine points of horror, and I hope you have a terrific time getting scared out of your wits. I mean, that's what one does on Halloween, doesn't one? We'll continue after some business transactions. I'm sure you remember this one. It goes way back. We've played it every Halloween. Black Sabbath. Getting in that Halloween mood? You are, huh? Got all the lights out. Okay, we got it. wretched cat. And whoever else is in that back room. Maybe it's Dennis. Maybe he really didn't go home. He's hanging around making funny noises just to scare me. Black Sabbath, from the original album, the title tune, and Pink Floyd, One of These Days, on Halloween, at WNEW FM in stereo. 102.7 on your FM dial. This is White Witch. And beyond, as the moon speaks, astral lady, as the moon speaks, and I can't feel nothing. White Witch and Parabrahm greeting at WNEW FM in stereo. I always get flustered when I have to talk about food.
We roll along, roll along.
Will you quiet down? And don't pull at me. I'm driving. Really, Harold.
Really, Harold. Really, Harold. Really, really, really.
All right, all right. I suppose you have it coming. You've waited for your pension a long time. So, this is your night to howl.
Oh,
oh really, Harold. You, all these years, I never realized you had it in you. I wish I could make a recording of this and play it for you tomorrow morning. You won't believe me when I tell you.
Home, home on the range.
Home is exactly where you're going, mister. My goodness, we're at the railroad crossing already. Oh, those miserable old gears. Oh, my goodness, on the track.
On the track, on the track, on the track.
Start, will you? Start. Start, start. Train. Can't be. Oh, no. Harold, wake up, Harold. There's a train. I remember. Harold, we gotta get out. Wake up. Wake up, we gotta get out.
I'm gonna sleep.
No, no, there's a train. You gotta get out, Harold, for God's sake. Harold, please. I won't go without you. Harold, darling, please. Please get out of here, please, Harold. You gotta stay alive. Oh, you've worked so hard waiting for the day to get there. Harold, please. The door's open.
Danse Macabre, the classic tale of what happens on Halloween. Before that, one of Arch Obler's stories. I know you know the name. He is noted for horror and suspense stories, has been for many, many years. That was called Taking Papa Home. WNEW FM in New York, Allison Steele at 102.7 on your dial, flying with you on Halloween 77. And we're fast approaching the witching hour, the night, or the time when all the goblins come out. It's all part of our week-long celebration of our 10th anniversary. I have the weather forecast for you. Overnight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. Variable sunshine and cloudiness on Tuesday, high in the low 60s for the first day of November. Tuesday night, fair to partly cloudy, low in the upper 40s. Wednesday, fair to partly cloudy, high in the low 60s. The skies are mostly cloudy now. The humidity is going up. It's now 89%. It's jumped quite a bit in the last hour. The winds are from the east at 8 miles an hour, and the temperature is slowly dropping. It is now 48 degrees.